My name is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
This programme is called Clairnagael, and in it you'll hear something of Achilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach na Ndiúrich. We often dip into the newspapers to read about how people recorded historic events. The style is often as revealing as the event itself. This time we turn to the history of a newspaper that ran from 1821 to 1906. Ta cunion em mer lior draw, the evolution man, or how I ate my father, Lloris Roy Lewis. As fy'n aches o'n gi er nod yr awffus anachronistach ag yn dynnu yr sianachus, as fe gwla rhaw y jit as yn paleolithic as yn neolithic as mysen. Wel, ty'n sgil ier a'n eich i'r sio begyn gwrs sian, as mychion nhw'n tref yslai cwmwl ons ŵgyn. With all the brouhaha about a footballing European Super League in the past week, one of the proposed founder members was Barcelona. Well, that at least had the pleasant effect of putting me in mind of this first song about it. Tasiu geisiach rish radio vanning stasiu na nasiun, krila wash dulish alion vanning.
Chinyeri Fas in jolach in a fachlan an a lape a loi Bartach ga gule faram bin an cruai O guich rin pianach dar nana
The Scottish Gaelic supergroup Mactalla, unfortunately the only recording they did together. And that was Ailie McKenzie's song telling us that Honic me Barcelona, I saw Barcelona. William Cubbon prepared what's referred to on the title page as a bibliographical account of works relating to the Isle of Man, with biographical memoranda and copious literary references. Compiled and edited by William Cubbon, director and librarian of the Manx Museum, in two volumes, published for the Manx Museum and Ancient Monuments Trustees, 1939. Well, this work was printed by the Oxford University Press, and in volume two there's a section devoted to printing, journalism, etc. After a picture of an early edition of The Rising Sun or Mona's Herald, William Cubbon sets out the changes that took place over the years from its inception through to 1906. It was a topic on which Cubbon would certainly have been able to write authoritatively because at the time that the newspaper came to an end, being bought by the Isle of Man Times in 1906, he was the editor of it. Fi foda e de henna, fa dunye venturach en mesich sub du. Cummel ons oog e cion hall balia beg chira the oogan. Yarach e chara souk nar aurol yawr, dene entrepreneur for soub, drown frangish irveon ege tre shen. For soub delal ons cragan an bech, as yinach e mailarta, maja jint as bangan bilia, na shlai as birag flintek, son cragan an cluiach, for jint egeson mor edian son slucht na oogan. Fe goel yndys the menic, tre hwyr ei mach dy rawi cwnra eithian jyntega son na magiach yn y sleich yn reneshyn meilach yn y sleis y flein. Smail eisiau chian char y sŵk lort mychion y chw sio, ys ei chytor i mar cler yrgydoel chorm. A chraw sŵb ach mwnga ys crydlach ys freil rysgrib y craganan, er yn o'n yr awi cwrwch mon y decwysyn politicach na lesŵn yn tarmenach. We visited the Bay Bigoudin in Brittany several times recently through the singing of Marie-Aline Lagadigue and most recently of her aunt, Lisette Floch Maréchal. This now is a Breton song performed by Marie-Aline Lagadigue's daughter, Clairvy Rivière, recorded when Clairvy was 10 years old.
Chanting Manuel Zobelérit, Zobelérit, Ganner Vanden. Martolodet gant er vanden, martolodet. Vi mon gato d'ur vatiman, d'ur vatiman e main eno. Seiz denakan e main eno, seiz denakan. E main eno, seiz denakan, seiz denakan, servi geneus. Er vatiman, servi geneus, er vatiman. Aï oulen diga habiten, diga habiten d'abe revoy. Mia oblige d'abe revoy, mia oblige. Dama foda gom, dama foda gom, dama martolo. Dit panohon, da ma martulo, dit panohon. Aïoulen, dige habiten, dige habiten, congé d'abour. Men divar pond, congé d'abour, men divar pond. Promé, net, kemenagar faut, kemenagar faut, meto levez. Dave bezet, meto levez, dave bezet. Ne voue ke digoms, peur achuet, peur achuet, varib. Vener mour, y voue l'en met, ur peskik biyen voyer stra, neus kase ney. Bitik dou rizat, neus kase ney, bitik dou rizat, ur peskik biyen stra dar mour, neus kase ney. Bitik idour, neus kase ney, bitik idour. Gounet gati agar victoire a gantouan cher. Ed varouar a gantouan cher, ed varouar.
A young Clairvy Rivière at 10 years of age. She'd also been playing the bombard since the age of 6, and she's been a member of Bagad Kemper and now plays with the Bagad Cap Cabal, as well as continuing with her singing. Marcha Mara Drau and Machsan Yarach Reneb brautach, troger stiach ons uig hub, les ulion am milen as quill varium girtamush. Ren sub chonna en edinega, na darach graue gurri, kunta ra torkenach neb. Na de yuno scow, chouds vacus de hualig and chit nus bolach en an uig, as shir de yuno tai no ernen sonon shen. Vaneb jit de grey, de rawi fo slocht na ugin, Puncheil ri. Shen dunya ug ledger mug, van rai smu bachtal as bonus nyau hianach, rare neb. Lesh munga cam, ren neb gurnal, da duchisach, nim goil on slau de chulyu rechis on an chrunyacha. Vasu ber a hui, nôn rawi roch urgisach, rish neb. Da jaru, yarach suk da rau fia edarok. Ren neb munga de chrautach, tami a chor gialdan dem mog, mori de jinnig kiau na cragan an cluiach share teds. Now from its inception in 1821 through to 1824, the newspaper was called The Rising Sun or Mona's Herald. Between 1824 and 1826 it was called The Manx Rising Sun. And then from 1826 to 1906, it was called simply The Manx Sun. William Cubbon's article in the bibliography starts like this, after the heading Inception. In January 1821, the coming appearance of the Rising Sun or Mona's Herald was announced in the Manx Advertiser, but for some cause, the first issue was delayed until April. In the meantime, the editor of the new paper, Captain Samuel Martin Colquitt, RN, was allowed to air his views in the Advertiser, and several of his letters were published. Samuel Martin Colquitt was a Rear Admiral. He came of a Liverpool family and had been educated at Rugby. In 1825, he describes himself in a letter to the Right Honourable W. Huskisson. First we better describe William Huskisson, I suppose. Now we heard Ailey MacKenzie's song about Barcelona. Trios of musicians in Catalonia were called coblas, including a pipe and tabor, a large oboe-like instrument, and a large brass instrument. Since then they developed into larger groups, but the pipe and tabor traditionally still call the dancers on. The cobla Barcelona plays La Santa Espina.
Thank you.
sound of Catalonia, with the Cobla Barcelona playing for the dance La Santa Espina. Clennagael, ten I sio, stasiwn a nasiwn Radio Fanning. Se Robert Curtin Carswell, mish, Robert a Carslach, mata.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Drail neb braut a chrish, as hoobs on the fiss, signed and re-geddon a regalian noeg a llorish mun le, la na verach. Chauds ren neb figael Doris an oog, as e geir at a fech rishin heen, va cree soob leden dim nay. Esh, henk and fool de vey riojit ons na kushlin an egger, tre henk neb gestap as yin dee de mol. As sen, durt neb de fachidach, tammy a reche de fontjeel, öd varu de igoel, holies de mogger na chrunjecha, besaw hoob thien, yin ans corlach a dutch gin de volla. Lesh gerach din yau ginnel, hai neb mach fon green, master bodgel de vilen, a shees lesh rish a chathan gus a valia beg cheera. Aglit jas, ren soob rhyme a girt an oog. Van saura chittas, ve a chartacha as ergel al ar sool, bonus dach crag an vega. Cyrid fy rhan o egas monia, dy hawel y fioes. Carta sen, henc sgadw dy fein y lai herish Doris yn nŵg. William Huskisson was, in 1825, an MP and member of the Cabinet as President of the Board of Trade and Treasurer of the Navy, which was presumably the capacity in which Samuel Martin Colquitt, RN, was introducing himself to him. Huskisson was famously hit by Stevenson's rocket at the Rainhill Railway trials in 1830 and died from his injuries. Samuel Martin Colquitt describes himself in his 1825 letter to Huskisson as an officer of His Majesty's Navy, authorised by Act of Parliament to assist in the prevention of smuggling in this island. Well, William Cubbon's article continues in relation to Colquitt. He resided at Fort Anne and was a Persian scholar and something of a poet, some of his verses being published in The Rising Sun. In his first address to the public, he says that the paper will be devoted to the best interests of the island, politically, intellectually, and commercially. Well, here's a short song written by Lisa Angharad a few years ago. Of it, she says, "This is the result of my anger at the success of the UKIP party at the 2015 election. Instead of spitting my anger out, I decided to laugh at their narrowness of mind and hard hearts with a song in a 12-bar blues." So this is Lisa and her two sisters singing Blode.
Blode mawr, blode bach, ma nhw gyd yn bert. Blode ar dy drwsus neu blode ar dy sgert. Blode ar dy dyrban neu blode ar dy het. Ma blode fel pobl, ma nhw gyd yn bert. Blode. Blode pink, blode gwyn, ma' nhw gyd yn ddel. Blode ar dy siwmper neu ar dy mbarel. Blode bach ifanc yn gwenu yn yr awel. Ma' blode fel pob, ond ma' nhw gyd yn ddel. Blode. Blod y tew, blod y ten, y maen nhw gyd yn rodd. Rho flodau i unrhyw un, byddan nhw wrth i bodd. Blodau yn y cae, neu blodau ar y bwrdd. Mae blodau fel pob, ond maen nhw gyd yn rodd. Blodau. Blod y gwyllt, blod y call, maen nhw gyd yn hardd. Bihafio fel chwyn neu dawnsio yn yr ardd. Blodau yn dy walltu neu blodau yn dy farf. Mae blodau fel pob, ond maen nhw gyd yn hardd. Blodau. Blodau fel pob, ond maen nhw gyd yn bert. Blodau fel pob, ond maen nhw gyd yn bert. Blodau fel pob, ond maen nhw gyd yn bert. Blodau fel pob, ond maen nhw gyd yn bert. Blodau.
Lisa Angharad, Gwenno Elan, and Mari Gwenllian, who make up the trio Sorella, with Lisa Angharad's song Blode. William Cubbon goes on. At the close of the first year, he, that's to say Samuel Martin Colquitt, wrote, "We promised a paper superior to any before published in the Isle of Man, to prefer the public good to party feelings and considerations, to expose delinquency and uphold the dignity of the press, uncontaminated by licentiousness, undebased by servility." He also claimed in the first issue that so long as the rising sun was received by one respectable native, it should never set. The first issue of the paper, says William Cubbon, is dated Tuesday, April the 24th, 1821. And the next issue was 4 days later, Saturday, April the 28th. The rising sun, he says, subsequently appeared each Saturday. It was a four-page sheet on paper manufactured at Toplice's Laxey paper mills and measured 510 times 375 millimetres, that's to say about 20 inches by 14 and three-quarter inches, with five columns per page. Scadufiere, as yich sub nis, da fag in a hian chara suk chits jach on. As huish burra jinnowersen, Ren sub salgemacher doliet wege. Och weet je in de rauw im neeg zoek een chorer bi. Tanny kuhn machian chare, zoek. Tanny kuhn is inchtau kreine kragen an ter marned. Hug sub eber kummel re a chore. Chaus renny korkunte, jen rolle bach wa fosse marnege. On shid, ren sub kauremach les ordeg herische gielen. Ta kuus de kragen an adag an asia. As hos on shid, rene kaurachemach skellu as remlet anon, ta kragan an adag in a doil, fine yaur a shoch ai. Masaw tau tiggle, hig dare a beish orum. Gau suk toyach der struga fezegege, chas vein a chiadu an shen, a smunion the down. Fe yera, fa bliorid ragan senedinege. Singer-songwriter Patrick Wolfe has Cornish and Irish heritage, apparently. However, somehow he came across the lyrics of Shawl Ersool, the verses of which he sings in translation. Now, when you hear his attempt at the chorus, you'll wish he'd done the same with that. So if you don't want to hear the sound of the Manx language being mangled, look away now.
Shawl Ersool. Shawl Ersool, Shawl Ersool, Shawl Ersool, my baby brother, Shawl Ersool, Shawl Ersool, my baby brother, Shawl Ersool, my baby brother. Shawl Ersool, Shawl Ersool, my baby brother. So let the tide bear you along, in fine boys, will you lift your song? The tide but bear you along, and fine boys, go on, lift your song, go. Here will this, I'm here will this boy be brave. Do not forget the land you've lost. See on the wave white break on rock. Shawl Ersool, Sha le soil may be deep roya. Sha le soil. Sha le soil may be deep roya. Kodas te ti frikim di kreshkina ha di korajesh. Sha le soil. Sha le soil may be. Vessel, vessel, brave.
Can you just do one more time? That's one time.
Well, if only he'd contacted a Manx speaker first. Patrick Wolfe with a cunningly disguised Shawl a Sool. As Dorte, na gawim ne, ta planem. Fel cwnion edder y chwli un dy sach sien, ys trws yn ffregr thach chi, rennw as remlyd yn dychrag yn Leopardstone banish fen y fen ffasionach. Mys o hwb jyn clog ych y braw ys odysw, as na cragan yn clwyach addag, as len y ferach by mertz treniw dy chor gys yr i mog noain. Hyr aw sŵb sigr, as fa ffos ym neaga. Sgair dy lŵr fa sŵc, as chyn ei fer cag i fe. Dy bech y tortus jint feg je, mor dy bech ei jinw fachyd. Sgon o dy sŵc cast yr yliad i neb brawtach as y chlain. Ren sŵb sgwer fai cagnia leis bwra ingin solach yn o'r deg ega, as frae a crenach o dy sŵc cwn yliam. Ren sŵc munga, leis ych o re yr chwsiach em. Cwre yr chwsiach, frau sŵb. Sie, ren sŵb geira, cwre dy chorer dy choliw chwsi, jyn jyn scant smw. Local news and law reports, William Cubbon goes on, were given under the heading The Mona Herald. The price was fourpence British, or 4 shillings and 6 pence quarterly. And the motto appearing in the title, with no crest, read Fiat lux, et lux fuit. Et eundo lucemus. In the Vulgate it runs, Fiat lux, et facta est lux, let there be light, and light was made. But here we have, et lux fuit, and light was. Then it runs on, et eundo lucemus, and by its going we shine. Something of that ilk anyway. In December 1824, the title of the newspaper was, says William Cubbon, altered to The Manx Rising Sun. Motto the same, but subtitle Mona's Herald dropped. On all pages except the first, the title The Manx Sun is used, and local news and editorial now under the heading of The Manx Sun instead of The Mona Herald, as before. Well, from dubiously Manx to questionably Cornish. Ethel Smythe was from Sidcup in Kent and studied music in Leipzig. On a walking holiday in Cornwall, she heard stories from Cornish people about looting goods from wrecked vessels, which had grown into stories of deliberate wrecking. She wrote a Cornwall-based opera called The Wreckers. The libretto was by someone born in America, but who'd lived mostly in France and was most comfortable in French, so the original libretto was in French. Later, the French libretto was translated into German for performances there, and only subsequently did Ethel Smythe herself provide English lyrics. Here, though, we join the overture.
Thank you.
the Royal Scottish National Orchestra conducted by Sir Alexander Gibson, with the overture from Ethel Smyth's Cornwall-based opera, The Wreckers. Stasiwn yn asiwn sio Radio Fanim, a sio Claire yn y gael dy gole Crileg y Tre Ton, a sio Mish ta Chebeli, Robert Cretin Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Sien yn or, fy Mish giri yr chweil sia ri, a chlyg dyn ofrych y lesion sted ton. Ren, sŵb, Crydlach, yn o'n yr awi tigl cwysyn politic ach mona, as yn yr awi tigl yn ach odach corre, creu'r bi cho yr chwysiach, saw e lyfios. Ach, fe cor barant sy'ch chan char ega, as mys o gawi toiach der ofrych yl eisyn irwbeg dy chragan yn adag ffritlegach fe y marn ega. Y mora gain, Fysgadw cron le y falio beg tira, yngoel toiach der chit y fein ysgira, tre heng slwch na wgyn cwdiach les na tortus noc son yn rhi no. Hiwl mog legion a mastoc. Merish neb brawtach as y chlain grawigach, as les munga gawe na basgydyn as twigyn ffiet, ledyn dy feddyn as dy verishyn, as dy ialgan yn liach y frichyt, as dy sligyn glosach, Cwrwys de, diorys na baili ren cwrwys le de. In January 1826, says Cubbon, Latin motto replaced by for our king and for our country, with the following. We point out abuses and criticise the measures of public men in order that the fruits of the glorious British constitution, public rights, may be protected and equally enjoyed by all. In April 1826, Cubbon notes another change, title change to The Manx Sun. Crest, three legs in circle, with motto surmounting For Our King and Country. Now, in this article, there are 3.5 pages of notes about various changes to the lettering of the name, to the crest, changes in paper size and column layout, in price, different agents and printers responsible for production. In the early days of the newspaper, a Captain Thomas Ash is mentioned, but he's also known as Trevor Ash, although William Cubbon points out he resided in York under the name of Philip Francis Sidney from 1820 to 1823. A song from Connemara now, or at least a Connemara version of the song, Auron the Fuca, sung by Vail of Flaherta.
Ah, say, I just imagine that in the dawn as a gin and a corner at a crook on Dean Barn. Now in the men tack on a latte of a void, a bogus gone a hunger, a was a Sy'n oed sy'n ei agwm ffer fel oes bwyd o'r carer eloch dwlys ar y lyngyn o bod. Mae'n sgwyl ei gloch dalun sy'n iogon i og yr lorog yn iolys e siach ddim o'r rai. Nase kuran galioch ne shani ne kima dag marwa ler minsen is neil mishan hara gul pukan o am sen ne jilam go wakan dine nach nilis Yn tom. O'n i fes nebat lom yr hach draif e fe ied i'n ei spyrt e sych e morai. Gan mi'n sen chat sna gwadys ni e sna rhwysyn ffwch e Na na han i ron bon. na chwrsni di les o'r tygeam cwna es y dîb dod yn pwc y machas nad na chygwyd fwy as y fwy chwrsn y hwlwcht gan hacht o'r enlu nis gyrin o'n mom. Mae'r cyn sy'r enghriol o'ch sy'r ffordd cy bwrgwa e sy'r med sian o'r i o fi yn snod na siol y sysir go bon crwg dwn mae'r byl cwysion ffwg wedd yn war.
Well, a flaherta with the song Our on the Hooker from his Gwailing album Bla na Narni, the flower of the Prunus Spinosa, the blackthorn or sloe. Trevor Ashe's association with the Rising Sun seems to have been very short, because Samuel Martin Colquitt gave up his editorship in October of 1824, and an ex-army surgeon from London called James Grellier took over the editorship in December of that year. So Trevor Ashe was only involved for a few weeks between mid-October and mid-December. William Cubbon describes him like this: Trevor Ashe was an adventurer, a man of ambitious, harebrained schemes, and certainly one of the most colourful figures in Douglas at that time. A writer in Notes and Queries said of him, I have the smallest opinion of Captain Ashe's morality, integrity or judgment, the largest of his impudence, conceitedness, unfaithfulness. So Captain Trevor Ashe gets a mention here because he was certainly a colourful character, though in truth he had little to do with the Rising Sun as it was in those early days. Ekion a chadan ver subdun a chiadu de himneach, as yindus ersen de rau suk ne rau liaur chocun, fagan de rau ad och minnet in ar sul vain a kingoch fei brisht.
Vren as genia sara, ren suk brucha. Ons minnet na ghe bi kid de neb as an ara rioil de genia maja, rai ben de gaunsa meri de yinna word elia jain ri noain mog moor wujul.
Ren grauig in de denia maja, lier sul, chouds hugget chis na wapen anok, de yin ernam ren.
Ach, hojach, hani sukrish, Jinji Chrome Masalu, Houston Remog, Phillips Jacks, a Clogger Rioil Shaw, Jinje Cluisher in Asia, Sable, as Jashina Tleshen Cluisher Ein, Ermin, Son Shigaris Clogge, Cui de Ri.
Sable? Ermin? Rennie brought a soup, Brishinulianegger. As gau mach sŵb dy hym neu na cregan yn adag fy ern yn dyn o erlw ega ffwt na hi. Well, having heard Ethel Smythe's The Wreckers, let's turn to a song collected and still very popular in Cornwall, albeit here with something of an American feel to it, as Corncrow sing Sweet Nightingale.
My sweetheart, come along, you'll hear the fond song, sweet notes of the nightingale flow. You'll hear the fond tale of a sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley below.
Pray let me alone, I have had of my own, and along with you, sir, I'll not go. For to hear the fond tale of any sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below, as she sings in the valley below.
Come sit yourself down with me on the ground, on the banks where the primroses grow. You'll hear the fond tale of a sweet nightingale, she sings in the valley below, as she sings in the valley below. She sat herself down with him on the ground, on the banks where the primroses grow. She heard the fond tale of a sweet nightingale as she sang in the valley below. As she sang in the valley below. As she sang in the valley below.
Duo Corncrow from Cornwall and the song Sweet Nightingale. Scorn odach sub krell fenish na cleishan ega, tre gau mren na ugen toyach der oos, ah, as ulluer kunta na kragan an adag, as thou va clogan no mugger regent ega. Esh renne munga da gamach, tre henke de sub, na rau inrigen de rauwe chian chara hauele vioes, ach de djinnach, vain laasjan mage, riechen as mren rein, as slai urd wanalach as birches ok, kiau edach djint as kragan adag, as krell de ne ridden jacher lievok. From 1900, the editor of what had been The Manx Sun since 1826 was the man whose article we've been dipping into, William Cubbon, who went on to be director and librarian of the Manx Museum. The Manx Sun closed after being bought out by the Isle of Man Times in 1906, but it started out as The Rising Sun, or Mona's Herald, with that first edition on Tuesday the 24th of April, 1821. As a sent as an ergitkus chera chlershaw rish. We'll hedge our bets on our final music. First we have Rachel Hare on harp with Adam Rhodes on bouzouki with their rendition of Arena Chlain. And then, having got the baby to sleep, we'll finish with Bishop Samuel Rutter's lyrics in Manx, Ligd an Saol Chindair Mugid, set to a soothing lullaby by Muchan Cagi, The Pigs of War. So it only remains for me now to bring this week's Clannagale to an end. This is Robert Cutin Carswell, Robert de Carslach,
Old Bobby Bob,
wishing you a very good night. Ivan Machrieriu, as Orserlie, as Mayerian shared you.
they'll condemn again.
Yeah.